Cookie Lab.
Hi, and welcome to Cookie Lab. I'm Jill.
And I'm Chris. And Jill, you know that I love all the cookies, but I do have a favorite.
You do?
That I go to all the time.
What
for
is
satisfaction.
It?
It's a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
And I like to keep chocolate chip cookies all around the lab in a drawer, all, so that, you know, I can reach one at any time.
Okay.
You know, the freezer, the
I know about centrifuge.
All of the parts of the lab have to have a chocolate chip cookie at all times. And so I'm always testing different chocolate chip cookies, even though it's not chocolate chip cookie month, which is August.
Right. I don't disagree with your plan. I think, as we've discussed before, any time is a good time for a chocolate chip cookie.
So you can imagine my excitement when I heard that a new chocolate chip cookie recipe had been invented.
I mean, I guess. I don't know how to respond. I would think you would just invent your own.
You know, we have done many, many types, and we have not yet invented our own chocolate chip cookie itself.
Okay.
But have you watched the British Bake Off?
Yes.
Well,
we call it the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, it's the Great British Bake Off.
Right. We talked about this because Bake Off in the United States is trademarked by Pillsbury.
Oh, right. Exactly.
But if you're in the UK, it's Bake Off.
Okay. So I got all of this information from a UK source, ITV.com.
Sure.
You say that as if you watch it all the time. I have no idea what it actually stands for, but here in the United States, we can get on the internet for free the ITV.com website.
Oh.
And they played a video of the winner of the 2023 Great British Baking Show. He was on the show and he made a chocolate chip cookie.
Like he made up his own?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me all about it. What's new? What's different?
It's called the Great American Chocolate Chip Cookie.
Oh, but it's not even.
It's
Why
not
is
even.
It called that?
Because it is supposed to be like the American chocolate chip cookies. We now have to find a British chocolate chip cookie. Apparently, the British think ours are gooier and softer.
And so he was trying to make a gooier and softer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just make Toll House cookies?
Oh, because they're not gooey and soft. Unless you eat them right out of the oven. So, 28-year-old Maddie Edgell was crowned the winner of the Great British Baking Show Off.
You know, he was great, but also I was a big fan of Tasha. Tasha is deaf and had her interpreter on there too.
Oh.
And she's just like, I follow her on Instagram. She's just a delightful young woman.
Fantastic.
But, you know, congrats to Maddie, and I can't wait to try the cookie.
Well, I'm going to tell the history of Maddie, which is really quick.
Sure.
Maddie was and is a PE teacher and science teacher from Cambridgeshire.
This sounds like right up your alley.
Exactly. I like
PE. You can relate to that guy.
And I like science.
Yeah.
And I like cookies and baking. And he had been an undercover baker before he made his way under the famous white tent after his fiancée, Lara, signed him up.
Way to go, Lara. You've shared Maddie with the world.
Yeah, and he had to explain to his friends that, yes, I've been a secret baker for years.
You don't have to hide your baking.
You don't.
Shine a light on your baking, people.
Yeah, and Maddie has helped do that. And you know he had a standout moment.
Tell me.
On the show, when he received the prestigious handshake.
The Hollywood handshake.
From Paul Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I act like I know what I'm talking about. I actually don't watch TV at all, as you know, but both my mother and my daughter are devotees of the program.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
So that makes two of us.
Okay. No, I have seen it.
Yeah. You knew about the deaf baker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he got the handshake after he won the judgment over his delicious, and that's in quotations, sausage rolls.
Mm.
He was A sausage roll cookie
coming up.
He was praised for the flavor, color, and texture of his creation, and he made, as I said, the cookies that we are going to taste today on the British Morning Show. So I was a little interested in this cookie because it looked fantastic. It had chocolate chunks all around it.
Like it has gigantic, exciting chocolate chunks protruding.
Yes. And as I read the recipe, it starts with melted butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was intrigued by that, what that would do. What I noticed was that it was a very crumbly dough.
After you assembled it.
I've assembled the dough.
Why should it be crumbly if it contains melted butter? I would think that would just absorb everything and it would be like a moist nugget.
Instead of two eggs, it had one egg and a egg yolk. Mm-hmm. So it was missing some of the white.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't have any vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little bit of liquid.
Dry,
yeah. And it had a little bit more flour, but we'll talk about that in the science. I scooped out the scoop sizes that I wanted of the cookies, and mm-hmm. I put them on. And then I refrigerated those for an hour.
Okay, that's a good technique.
On the pans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it called for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I baked it. As I was baking it, it said to bake up to 18 minutes.
Oh, that's a little bit of a long time.
Yeah, and I actually baked it for 20 because there was no spread or change in this cookie.
It was just
all.
Like a ball.
It was like a ball. And then after 20 minutes, it was, you know, kind of less of a ball and more of a blob.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had another cookie from Lavon's Bakery in New York City. They make a cookie very similar to this. So I expected it to be a dry, crumbly cookie, and I thought that maybe I overcooked it. So I'm letting you taste it now.
Okay.
With all of those caveats.
Okay. Well, it looks, you know, like a more on the lumpier side. The color is completely appropriate.
A little darker bottom.
I'm going to bite it. I like this very much, and I'm curious what you think, and then I'll tell you why.
I like the flavor.
I like the little bit of salt.
I like the chocolatiness of it.
Those big chocolate chunks are not disappointing.
It used chocolate chips and big chocolate chunks.
You can see little more stracciatelli type tiny bits and then giant bits.
I like my chocolate chip cookies a little gooier, not as hard. And that's my complaint with the Lavon's cookies. They're very hard cookies.
Well, I feel that this is a hard cookie as well.
Yeah.
And that is why I like it, because I, as we've discovered, I'm some kind of shortbread fiend, and this tastes like English shortbread with chocolate chunks in it, and I'm not sad about it at all. If he was going for gooey, I mean, there's nothing gooey in the zip code of this cookie.
And that may be because I overcooked it.
Oh, man. What kind of chocolate is it? It's so yummy.
Trader Joe's.
Oh.
This could take us an hour to eat this cookie.
I know. If you want to slow down and really enjoy your cookie and not eat 18 of them, this might be all the time we have for this one cookie.
So I have a little bit of science and mostly science question, but I think I have the answer.
You can finish chewing.
As I said, we melted the butter. Now, in our experience, melting butter leads to a chewier cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine what this would have been like if we didn't melt the butter.
It wouldn't even work.
Perhaps not. Creaming butter and colder room temperature butter with the sugar will lead to cookies with more air, which we love all the time because
can't be bad.
The gluten-free flour
more air,
that we
more
use
better
doesn't have the gluten proteins in it to make that mesh that we like to trap air and to make bubbles in the cookie. So we have to put as much air as we can so that it all doesn't just disappear. Refrigerating the dough, we know, also helps inhibit spread because the butter is colder, takes longer to melt, and it also does this other thing when you refrigerate your dough of letting the liquid that's in there hydrate the flour. So I think it was great to refrigerate it. I might refrigerate it for less time.
How long did you refrigerate it?
An hour.
An hour.
Yeah.
That's not very long.
So half an hour might be fine for this dough. But if you like this cookie the way it is, then you just keep it that way. But I had this question of why didn't it spread?
Yeah, I might want it to be a wee bit more.
So if I let it...
The flavor is great, though.
Refrigerate for a shorter amount of time, I think I could, I would do that, and it might spread a little bit more. But here's what I really noticed. I'm going back to the golden cookie ratio.
The mythical golden cookie ratio?
Yes. Yeah. Of 2 parts flour, 2 parts fat, and 1 part sugar, which we know doesn't exist. And it makes a interesting, very buttery cookie, which we've discussed in the past. The New York Times is the other favorite cookie that I have.
Right. Jacques Torres.
Yes. And that is 2 parts flour, 2 parts sugar, and 1 part fat, and 2 eggs. It creates the cookie that just delights me the most.
That's the texture that you want.
Yeah. A little bit crispy, a little bit fat, nice and chewy. Toll House, which I personally find disappointing. It's a classic, just a little too cakey for me, is 1.4 parts flour, 1.3 parts sugar, and 1 part fat. So just a little bit more flour. And it also uses 2 eggs. And you get a very different cookie. Interesting. So, Maddie Edgel's cookie is 1.88 parts flour, 1.4 parts sugar, and 1 part fat. And as I said, the 1 egg and 1 egg yolk.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that higher ratio of flour to sugar really makes for a harder, denser, shortbread-like cookie. And that makes sense because shortbread has a lot more flour. It has like 3 parts flour to 1 part fat.
Yes.
So I think that makes perfect sense.
Okay, but what, like, why was he saying it was gooey?
I think it might be because of the high amount of chocolate in it.
Uh-huh. Yes. And if this were hot out of the oven, that chocolate might be like...
Very gooey.
In the gooey zone.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm starting to see patterns in the cooking.
Yes. I feel like this is an advancement of science, and I am glad you made it because it also tastes good.
And the recipe is on the ITB.com site. Just look up Maddie Edgel, or go to our Facebook group, Cookie Lab Pod.
Is that what our Facebook group is called?
At Facebook.
Okay.
And
Chris, keep your bloody paws off my cookies.
Oh, jolly good. And I'd like to give you a hearty handshake for your wonderful participation.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. It's Cookie Lab.